Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldar and Tanya Masechta Zvachim Daf Kuf Vav, the beginning of the 13th Perek, Hashochet V'Hamala B'Chutz. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the 13th Perek begins, Hashochet V'Hamala B'Chutz, one who shechs and offers up a carbon outside the Mikdash, Chayva Ashchita V'Chayva Allah. He's liable for the Shechita and is liable for the offering up as well. They're separate averos and obligate to Chatos. Yossi Galili agrees that Shachet Bifnim V'Hala B'Chutz, if one shechted inside the Mikdash and offered it up outside, he's chai because the carbon was shechted properly and was a valid carbon. But Shachet B'Chutz V'Hala B'Chutz, Pater, if he shechted it outside and offered it up outside, he's Pater Shulahela El Davar Pasul, because he only offered up something invalid. Since the carbon was invalidated when it was shechted outside the Mikdash, the subsequent Ha'ala is not liable. The Rabban replied to Rabbi Yossi Agali that according to his reasoning, even one who shechted inside and was mala outside should be punted for the Ha'ala because Kevin Shirotziya Psolo, once he took it out, he invalidated it before the Ha'ala. Since one is liable in that case, he's liable where he shechted it outside as well. Point number two, the Gemara seeks his sources for shechting and offering up b'chutz. The onish, the punishment of Ha'ala, is in the pasuk, Val pesach olamot lo yavienu, and to the entrance of the olamot he will not bring it, which concludes with kares. The azar, the warning in the Torah, is he shamer l'chapen talo olasecha, beware for yourself, lest you offer up your olos in any place you see fit, because the words he shamer, pen, and all are all considered olosase. The onish for shechting b'chutz is from Vel pesach l'homod u'hevio, and to the entrance of the olamot he did not bring it, which likewise concludes with karis. As far as its hazara, the Gemara first suggests deriving it from v'yizbechu od ezibchehem, and they shall no longer slaughter their sacrifices, which is not needed for prohibiting shechting for avodah zorah. However, this pasuk is needed for another law presented later. It then attempts to derive it from a Kal Vachomer, but eventually objects that an Azara can never be derived from a Kal Vachomer. Ultimately, a Gezeirah Shavah from Ha'olah teaches that Shechita B'Chutz also has an Azara. And point number three, the Gemara proves that the Pasuk V'Yizbechu cannot be used for the Azara of Shechita B'Chutz because a Braisa darshans it for another law. The earlier Pesukim quoted before were discussing Kachim Shehikdishan B'Shas Isra Abamos, carbonos which one was Makdish during the period of Bama Prohibition, V'Kriven B'Shas Isra Abamos, and he sacrificed it during the period of Bama Prohibition, for which there's both a clear Azara and Onish. The later Pesukim were discussing carbonos which one was Makdish B'Shas Heter Abamos during the period of Bama Permissibility, but sacrificed after Bamos became prohibited. Thus, the pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael shall bring Sivchehem Asherhem Zovchim, the sacrifices that they currently slaughter, implying Zvachim Shehitati Lecha Kvar. Even those sacrifices which I previously permitted to you to shecht on Abama, al Bnei Asada, on the open field, teaching that one who shechts such a carbon b'chutz after Bamos are prohibited, Malva Kazavikil Hikriv al Bnei Asada, the Torah considers him as if he sacrificed upon the open fields for Avodah Zorah. The lo saseh for this case is v'lo yizbechu. However, this case is excluded from karas. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the 13th perek begins, Hashochet v'hamala b'chutz, one who shechs and offers up a carbon outside the mikdash, chai v'al shechita v'chai v'alah. He's chai for the shechita, and he's chai for the offering up as well. They're separate averos and obligate to chatos. Yossi Galili agrees that shachet b'fnim v'hala b'chutz, if one shechted inside the mikdash and offered it up outside, he's chai because the carbon was shechted properly and was a valid carbon. But shachet b'chutz v'hela b'chutz, pater. If he shechted it outside and offered it up outside, he's pater shulahela el davar pasul because he only offered up something invalid. Since the carbon was invalidated when it was shechted outside the mikdash, the subsequent ha'ala is not liable. The Rabban replied to Rabbi Yossi Agali that according to his reasoning, even one who shechted inside and was mala outside should be punted for the Ha'ala because Kevin Shirotziya Psolo, once he took it out, he invalidated it before the Ha'ala. Since one is liable in that case, he's liable where he shechted it outside as well. Point number two, the Gemara seeks his sources for shechting and offering up b'chutz. The onish, the punishment of Ha'ala, is in the pasuk, Val pesach olamot lo yavienu, and to the entrance of the olamot he will not bring it, which concludes with kares. The azar, the warning in the Torah, is he shamer l'chapen talo olasecha, beware for yourself, lest you offer up your olos in any place you see fit, because the words he shamer, pen, and all are all considered olosase. The onus for shechting b'chutz is from Bel Pesach Ohomod Uhaivio, and to the entrance of the Ohomod he did not bring it, which likewise concludes with Karis. As far as its Hazara, the Gemara first suggests deriving it from Voyizbechu Odes Ibchehem, and they shall no longer slaughter their sacrifices, which is not needed for prohibiting shechting for Avodah Zorah. However, this pasuk is needed for another law presented later. It then attempts to derive it from a Kal Vachomer, but eventually objects that an Azara can never be derived from a Kal Vachomer. Ultimately, a Gezeira Shavar from Ha'olah teaches that Shechita B'chutz also has an Azara. And point number three, the Gemara proves that the Pasuk V'yizbechu cannot be used for the Azara of Shechita B'chutz because a Braisa darshans it for another law. The earlier Pesukim quoted before were discussing Kachim Shehikdishan B'shas Isra Abamos, Karbonos which one was Makdish during the period of Bama Prohibition, Bekriven B'shas Isra Abamos, and he sacrificed it during the period of Bama Prohibition, for which there is both a clear Azara and Onish. The later Pesukim were discussing Karbonos which one was Makdish B'shas Heter Abamos during the period of Bama Permissibility, but sacrificed after Bamos became prohibited. Thus, the Pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael shall bring Sivchehem Ashehem Zovchim, the sacrifices that they currently slaughter, implying Zvachim Shehitati Lecha Kvar, even those sacrifices which I previously permitted to you to shecht on Abama, Alpnei Asada, on the open field, teaching that one who shechts such a carbon b'chutz after Bamos are prohibited, Malva Kasavik Yil Hikriv Alpnei Asada, the Torah considers him as if he sacrificed upon the open fields for Avodah Zorah. The Losa say for this case is Bo Yizbechu. However, this case is excluded from Karas. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuvav, and this Siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Sam Promson from London, as well as from Jacob Selesny from Herzliya. They both suggested that Kuvav is a tight rope walker, walking a fine line, Kuv, walking a fine line. So tight rope walker is our Siman. So here goes. The tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayiv twice, quoting the sources for the Azaras and Onshim for both, shocked the crowd when he threw down his balance pole to stop someone from doing the same who had been Makdish's carbon during Shas Heter Bamos. Once again, in slow motion. The tightrope walker, that must move on Duff, Kuvav, a fine line, Kav. The tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayiv twice, which reminds us the 13th parak begins, Hashochev Amal B'chutz, one who shechs and offers up a carbon outside the Migdash. He's chayiv for the shechita and is chayiv for the offering up as well because they're separate averos and obligate to chatos. Yosef Glili agrees that if he was shochet inside the Migdash and offered it outside, he's chayiv because the carbon was shechted properly and was a valid carbon. But if he shechted it outside and offered it up outside, he's pater shohela eladav repasul because he only offered up something invalid. Since the carbon was invalidated when it was shechted outside the Migdash, the subsequent halah is not liable. So the tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayiv twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, which reminds us the Gemara brings the sources for the Onshim and the Azars for the Shechita and the Halah B'chutz. So the tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayiv twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, shocked the crowd when he threw down his balance pole to stop someone from doing the same, who had been makdish his carbon during Shas Heter Bamos, which reminds us, we learned that even karbanos designated b'shas Heter Bamos cannot be sacrificed b'chutz once Bamos become prohibited. So once again, the tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayiv twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim, for both, shocked the crowd when he threw down his balance pole to stop someone from doing the same who had been Makdish's carbon during Shas Heter Bamos. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. The woman was declared a Matzor and confined to a cave. A cave? That must be on Daf Kuf Beis. The woman was declared a Matzor and confined to a cave by Hashem himself, which reminds us we learned that Akush Baruch was Mazkir Miriam Tzras himself. So the woman was declared a Matzor and confined to a cave by Hashem himself, saw her great brother in the distance, who was a Kohen, give Bigdei Kahuna to his brother, who was a Levi. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Machlokas, if Moshe was a Kohen, and we learn, Kol Charon Afshin B'Torah Nemar Baroshim. With every mention of burning of anger in the Torah, an effect is mentioned regarding it, meaning it's followed by a rebuke or a curse or something else, V'zeh Nemar Baroshim. But this instance does not mention an effect regarding it, meaning nothing resulted from Hashem's anger. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says this Charon Af also had an effect because HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Aaron as the Levi, although he was a Kohen, to say, Ani amarti ata Kohen v'hu Levi, I said that you, Moshe, would be a Kohen and he would be the Levi. Now Aaron will be the Kohen and you will be the Levi. So the woman who's declared a Matzora and confined to a cave by Hashem himself saw her great brother in the distance, who was a Kohen, give big day kahuna to his brother, who was a Levi, who was hoping to stay tower from the time of Zrika until the time of Hector Cholavim, so he could get a share of the Karbanos. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the halakha is regarding a Kohen getting a share in Karbanos if he was Tameh during Hector Cholavim or between the Zrika and Hector Cholavim. Daf Kuf Gimel. So the similar Daf Kuf Gimel is Kugel. So here goes. Mr. Kohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop. Kugel? That must be more on Daf Kuf Gimel. Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when Kohanim received the or of a carbon. Both the oros of a man's ola and a woman's ola go to Kohanim. This is darshan by a bryson from a superfluous ha'ola. The oros of Kachim Kalim are received by the carbon's owner, but the oros of Kachim Kachim are given to Kohanim. So, Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, was so excited when a customer brought his giant Yerushalmi Kugel that he was makdish an ola to Bedek Abayis, which meant its hide belongs to Hektish, which reminds us, Rebbe Yehuda Darshan's olos ish, a person's ola to exclude olos Hektish, an ola of Hektish. Three interpretations are given of this case, the first of which is later rejected. Rebbe Yanai says it means an ola which the owner was additionally makdish for Bedek Abayis, meaning for monetary Hektish. Although there is a machlokas if such Hektish takes effect on a carbon midderaisa or only midderabanan, that it's only regarding its meat, which belongs to the Mizbeach, but regarding its ore, it surely belongs to Hektish midderaisa and not the Kohanim. So Mr. Cohen from Cohen's Kugel Shop, who decorated his store from all the hides he received from the men and women who brought olos, was so excited when a customer brought his giant Yerushalmi Kugel that he was makdish an ola to Bedek Abayis, which meant its hide belongs to Hektish, as he put the money he received in the leather satchel he had made from the hides he received from Kachi Kachim, which reminds us, the Pasuk says that the ore of an ola is given to Kohanim. A Braisa darshans the phrase Asher Hikrib, which he offered to teach, that they receive oros of other karbanas. Still, only Kachi Kachim are given to Kohanim because they're similar to an ola, but the oros of Kachim Kalim are given to the carbon's owner. Rabbi Shmuel derives that the oros of Kachi Kachim are given to Kohanim based on a Kal Vachomer. Daf Kuf Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Dalet is a code. So here goes. The Kohen searching for code. Code? That must be more on Daf Kuf Dalet. The Kohen searching for code who was told the skin of a carbon was permitted after Zrika before the meat became possible, which reminds us, Gemara brings the Machlokas if Zrika is effective for the or alone when the Basar was disqualified. So the Kohen searching for code who was told the skin of a carbon was permitted after Zrika before the meat became possible found etched into the skin a map with the location of the three Besa Deshanim, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Avuha says there are three Besa Deshanim, places of ashes. Number one, a large base of Deshan in the Azara for burning disqualified Kachi Kachim and Parim and Nisrafim, which were disqualified before Zrika. Number two, another base of Deshan on the Harabayas for Parim and Nisrafim, which were disqualified after Zrika. And number three, one outside the three camps, meaning outside Yerushalayim, for burning the Parim and Nisrafim according to their proper procedure. So the Kohen searching for code who was told the skin of a carbon was permitted after Zrika before the meat became possible, found etched into the skin a map with the location of the three Besa Deshanim, but could not discern the code to figure out if Parim and Nisrafim, Asirim Nisrafim that were left overnight, disqualifies their meat. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmiya asks, Lina, Mahu Shatogu b'Parim Nisrafim b'Asirim Nisrafim? Is remaining overnight effective to disqualify meat of the burned bulls and the burned goats? Do we say Lina only disqualifies Basar de Bar Achila, meat which is consumed by people or the Mizbeach, but not the meat of Parim Nisrafim, or does it disqualify this meat as well? Although a Braisa proves that Pigel intent is ineffective for Parim Nisrafim because they're not consumed items, it's still possible that Lina does disqualify them. Daf Kuf Hei. So the Simon Daf Kuf Hei is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker. That must be more on Daf Kuf Hei. The hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a problem to solve. If Parmeni Svartman are half in and half out, with majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, which reminds us, the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah taught that as soon as Parmeni Svartman are carried out of the Azara, the Matami the people carrying them. Rabbi Lazar asks, if half the body was outside and half inside, and the majority of one limb was outside, do we say, regarding this minority part of the limb left inside, we throw it after its majority to consider the entire aver, and thereby the majority of the animal outside? Or does it follow the majority of the animal, meaning its actual location, and its majority has not yet left the Azara? So the hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a program to solve, if Parm and Yisrafim are half in and half out, with the majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, while his partner was creating detectives for Sofulatame Tumachamura, which don't need Heksha, which reminds us, the Torah says that Zera, edible seed, is only a couple Tuma after Heksha, preparation for Tuma, meaning becoming wet, and later contracting Tuma. This model teaches that just as seeds, which will not be matami with tuma chamura, a severe tuma, meaning as an avatuma, which food can never become, require heksher, the same applies to anything which is not matami with a tuma chamura. This excludes the nevela of a kosher bird, shesofa latame tuma chamura, which is destined to be matami with a severe tuma, vein sricha heksher, so it does not require heksher, but is matami food automatically. So the hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a program to solve. A Parm and Yisrafim are half in and half out, with majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, while his partner was creating detectors for Sofu Latame Tuma Chamura, which don't need texture, and things that aren't Matami a person through contact, which only make a Sheni, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that whatever cannot be Matami a person through contact is only Matami food as a Sheni. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which step would you discuss if a kohen gets a sheren karbanis if he was tamei during Hector Cholavim or between Zerika and Hector Cholavim? That's on Dav. Kuf Beis. Good. Number 2. Which step you in the location of the three Beis of the Shanim, the three places of ashes? That's on Dav. Kuf Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold? That the reason that the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt on the day of the Mishkan's inauguration was because of Tuma? That's on Daf. Kufal. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss when Pinchas actually became a Kohen? That's on Daf. Kufal. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn? Even Karbonas designated Bashas Heter Bamos cannot be sacrificed B'chutz once Bamos become prohibited? That's on Daf. Kuvav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff you learn an Onan would be permitted to eat the Karban Pesach if his relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Karban Pesach? That's on Daf. Kuf. Good. Number 7. Which stuff does Gemara bring the sources for the Onshim and the Azaros for Shechita and Halal B'chutz? That's on Daf. Kuvav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss a relative who dies before or after Chatzos regarding bringing a Karban Pesach? That's on Daf. Kuf. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have a Malchokos regarding how many times is one Chayev if he was Shochet and Malah B'chutz? That's on Daf. Kuvav. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we have a Malchokos the time regarding a Ninus whether Yom Kippura, Tofes Leilo, Midrabanan? That's on Daf. Kuf. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.